Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about the limits of venerating people. As you know, there's a verse in the very famous verse of the Holy Quran in which God Almighty asks us to respect, show respect and to venerate the signs and sacraments of Allah. The verse reads, "That and whoever venerates the sacraments of Allah, indeed that arises from the God-wariness in the hearts." That and whoever venerates the sacraments of Allah, this is another verse, that is better for him with his Lord. You are permitted animals of grazing livestock except for that which will be recited to you. So avoid the abomination of idols and avoid false speech. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Qadim alayhi salam, he elaborates on this, this concept. He says, venerate the scholar. So he specifies an example for this. He says, venerate the scholar for his knowledge and abandon argumentation with him. Conversely, depreciate the ignorant man for his ignorance, but do not drive him away. Right? So there's a limit. We should, show less respect to the ignorant person than the scholar, but not to the extent that we drive him away, because ultimately we want to give him knowledge and make him improve and help him. Rather, draw him near, the Imam says, and teach him. The very famous scholar Shaheed Al-Awwal, may God sanctify his soul, writes the following in his Al-Qawaid. The veneration of a believer is according to what is current amongst the norms of the time, even though the practice has not been handed down from our forefathers, but because of the general laws indicating to it. Meaning you should show respect to a scholar or any other kind of respectful person, as is the custom of the time you live in. Then the Shaheed writes, Allah Most High says that, and whoever venerates the sacraments of Allah, indeed that arises from the God-wariness in the hearts. And He Most High says that, and whoever venerates the sacraments of Allah, that is better for him with his Lord. And the Prophet said, do not display hatred towards each other, nor be jealous of each other, nor oppose each other, but rather be brothers as servants of Allah. Based on this, standing and veneration through curtsying and the like is allowed, and may even be obligatory if abandonment of it will lead to mutual hatred and breaking of relation or to the insult of a believer. It is authenticated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stood up for his daughter Fatima salamullah alaiha and for Ja'far, may Allah be pleased with him, when he arrived from Abyssinia. And he said to the Ansar, the helpers, stand up for your leader. It has been reported that he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stood up for Ikrama ibn Abi Jahl when he arrived from Yemen, gladdened by his arrival. So this is a custom that the Prophet himself, he observed and he acted upon, and therefore we should, following the Prophet's sunnah, we should also do the same. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the limits of veneration and permissible forms of veneration in the words of Imam Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.